Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga has something
well?
Is it cause I'm a star?
It maybe could be my star.
Got my chain and rain.
My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats.
It could be QC.
Or even maybe it's me.
It could be Defo while we're
flying.
Shopping in Beverly.
What's
on your mind? I'm not in your wine.
I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she so fine. But I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little business plan, go.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the bombs like Viet Cong.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
They say I'm picky cause all my bitches is squizzy. I'm missing vintage to vintage, smoking the Philly. Double it out to let the periods to check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The Florida, we killing the Florida, we spitting. My nigga, you know we invented. Jumping in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a migo, but my bitch an immigrant.
Immigrant.
I got the boot, but no trembling. I earn a plug, you the middleman. I never leave my niggas starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin.
Huh?
I got 50 bricks up in the trunk. And they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth?
What is it,
the way that I carry myself?
Huh? Let me know, I need some help.
Let
don't
me know.
Keep that secret to yourself.
Bitch, you be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money.
She
looking at me like she wants something.
Huh?
Can't give her nothing but a couple hugs. She stuck up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses. Baby girl, you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know. In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no,
why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
Can you tell me?
I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Tell it on his own fam. The same nigga that
that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay.
Dawg got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dawg.
Doors to the trap open, now I sell you something.
What you want?
Hell no, don't ask. I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell no.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dawg just skipped town with 200,000. Dawg just pulled a 8 and a 2-liter pop. They say Dawg addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, yo, did
Aye.
It. Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your
dog,
no matter what.
Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, I get scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore, don't see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, nah, let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. Next day I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a frog. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I compare Michael Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, chop up some nine. Y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head. Nigga Jimmy, head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city, killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city, yeah.
Foreigner, foreigner,
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All
this time, never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down,
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theirself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't
break
me,
they couldn't
break me. No,
no. They
couldn't
break me, they couldn't
break
me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle pay the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes.
Ah,
don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail phase, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilts. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed them punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
Peace, y'all, what's good? We're popping out there, y'all. Man, I could have played a little fucking more. Songs just to give me a couple more minutes. But now they're in there. What's good, y'all? What's popping? Got an upcoming event this weekend on Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't already, you need to hurry up and make sure you secure your spot. So, again, we're excited. We're going to talk about the name change. We've been posting a few bits and pieces of information already on the Instagram page just to, you know, get the conversation started. Get people's perspective, see where we are, see how people are tapping in. I see what y'all like, though, how you know why. So I try to incorporate a little bit more of that because I'm trying something new and working off of y'all responses and feedback. In any instance, we're good. I don't believe we'll probably be able to do a show on Thursday. That might be a little bit of a hiccup for us. So this might be the last show until the actual webinar. So, in the event, like I said, if you haven't done it already, you want to go to lawlifeacademy.com, and then go to our resource center, and then you'll find a webinar there. Go on IG, click on the link in the bio, take you there. Yeah, those are the easiest ways to get to it. All right, so what's good? What y'all think about the idea? And I'm not going to spoil it, but I want to throw it out there so someone can remind me to talk about it in the actual webinar. But the reality that I think people are confused, right? And as we're trying to bring clarification, corrections, and cures. Make sure you can hear me. Yeah, I just want to make sure y'all can hear me. So as it relates to, you know, clarifications, corrections, and cures, we wanted to start the conversation a little bit early. Now, it's interesting, you know, there's not a lot of people that are sharing their, I guess, perspective outside of, you know, a few little light comments, you know. But the reality is, like, you all have never sat down and really looked at what the name represents and how that affects you. So the idea that you would need to go and ask someone who was not your mom or your dad permission to change your name, dare I say it's a little chopped. No, I'm just kidding. You know what I love is this, the fact that I let y'all hear these things from different perspectives. I think the one we put up today, the gentleman sat and walked you all through a few steps of how to go into court and change your name. Interestingly enough, the one from yesterday spoke about name change more in the application of the passport and things like that, and made the claim that that's how, you know, they approached it, which is great. The flip side of that is they both tackle the same issue, right? So if you're looking at the name change so that you can operate in the private, everyone would tell you to go to court and make sure that that name is changed through the court. And then, interestingly enough, they're saying that no one who goes to the court and makes their, you know, make a change of name or whatever the case may be, needs to, no one needs to go back and change their name on their birth certificate or change their name on their social, right? This is the ideas that are being taught. Just keeping it above 50. Right? So, is that true or is that not true? That's the question, people. Is it true or is it not true? What is true? What is not true? Is it true that you have a choice after going through their procedures? I think when I say it like this, y'all will get it. But when you go through their procedures, that it concludes right then and there at your discretion. And at your authority, that's ludicrous. What I mean by that, meaning that no one else is aware that your name is changed except for that judge and that court. I'm not asking about them wanting proof. I'm saying that it would be absurd that you would walk into their facility, go through their procedure, to which you don't know. You don't know what happens on the back end. You don't know what happens on the front end either. But you don't know. So the idea that we are selling each other, that you can go into their facility, you can pay them the dividends, you can go through and have them create an order that your name has been changed, and you, because you didn't request anything else, such as changing it on the BC or changing it on the social, that they would just sit there quietly and keep that to themselves. I don't know how many times we've gone through this. I find that I can't move forward because people are still stuck on things that they need clarification on. And I get it. So, whether or not you take advantage of this weekend's webinar or not, why don't you just do me a favor or do yourself a favor? Let me say it that way. Do yourself a favor. See, y'all don't even know, you know. Oh, man, that's crazy. But do yourself a favor and just go do some research. Look at different things, different topics, different bits and pieces of information. And if you do happen to dig into your research and come up on some of these terms, I hope that you have clear eyes and a clear mind to absorb it without the baggages of what has been taught, whether by me or anybody else for that matter, right? I'm going to get into that at some point. But we can talk about this all day long. I already told y'all before that you do not have a choice. It would just be crazy. You don't have a choice. As a matter of fact, the instant that you submit the document, which you all do it, high school fill out their form, right? They got a name change form. You're going to fill out their form. You're going to follow their prescribed rules and regulations. They even, in Florida, they're so detailed. They get into background checks, sexual offender checks, all of these different things. Fingerprinting, all of this shit that you got to submit yourself to for a fucking name change. I think Florida is $405 or $450, some shit of that nature. Right? Why? Why is that necessary? I'm confused, y'all. I'm only asking questions because I don't get it. And hopefully someone can explain it to me. But all I see and all that I can see just doesn't make sense to me. I wish it was different, but it's not. Right? I'm one of the individuals, because I can't say I'm the only one, but I don't know about anybody else, but I'm one of the individuals that brought up the term misnomer to you all. Misnomer, by definition, is just the act of using a wrong name. That's nobody holding a gun to your head to do that. It's you choosing to do that. Misnomer affects contracts. Misnomer affects wills and trusts. Misnomer affects lawsuits and whatever defense is. It's a plea that you all can make in their proceedings, if you think, right? But their rules on these things say that, yo, you can come in there knowing that you're not the right person, but they don't give a shit. As long as you show up, we're good to go. In misnomers, in suits or actions, when the mistake is in the name of one of the parties, must be pleaded in abatement, right? That's a whole different concept. For the misnomer of one of the parties sued is not material on the general issue when the identity is proved. You got to be proven. The name of third person must be correctly laid. For the error will not be helped by pleading. And they give you examples. Lots and lots of examples. So you got to know what it is that you are doing and what it is that's really happening to you. Now, because they all tie together, I'll bring it up again. That name runs deeper than you can actually think. That issue, I'm telling y'all. Name change. In any instance, that issue runs parallel with what is actually happening to you as a result of the fraud that was committed against you. You know, I often think when I'm looking at a lot of the challenges that come our way, I'll sit and I'll ponder. And I'll look at how is it that people can say that, I know we're on a name change talk, but I don't want to overstep my boundaries with that. But how can they say, for example, discharging, depending on the method you use? I have to speak to that at some point, too. Depending on the method you use for discharging, right? But the concept in itself, that it works, right? How can someone discourage you to think that it's not real? Once you live these experiences, that's it. People have to recognize that what you've been through, you've been through it. Can't nobody take it away from you, and I have to respect that. So I say that with the caveat that there's people out here that have gone through court, let's say, for example, used the name change process through court, and turned around and probably defeated an issue. That doesn't correct the fact that they are unaware of what is transpiring. And that's the thing I think needs to be addressed openly. People are constantly producing results. They type up some shit. They send it in. They put oil and vinegar on that bitch. And they get some type of response, right, that's favorable to them. And all of a sudden, that's the fucking blueprint. Y'all don't find that to be a bit chaotic? You have to live this. I get that. You have to walk this. I get that. Every single wind that blows, that seemingly blows and looks favorable to us, automatically we got a testimony. Go try to find some of these people a couple weeks later, a couple years later, and we'll quickly realize a lot of different things. Like I said, I don't knock y'all. There's one side of the fence where everyone's content taking advantage of the privileges and benefits that are afforded to them, and they're called consumers. And then there's the other side of the fence where people are ultimately trying to, I guess for lack of a better term, balance law. All right? That's managing your affairs privately, right? And this name change is right there in the thick of it. Just because you are whipping up documents and getting results that may be favorable to you or someone you know doesn't mean that you addressed the actual law and issue. A lot of us run into first-timers that's never heard some of these things. What do I mean? Same little magistrate. The same little peon that you run into their buildings to deal with. And you stumble them, you fluster them, you get them frustrated, whatever the case may be. or we'll get a version of a testimony because somebody's in there watching or taping, right? And it'll cut off before they render a decision or before they got to come back or whatever the case may be. But it sounded like, it looked like, y'all kill me. The reason why every last one of us are abused, are struggling, managing or administering our own defenses or offenses as it relates to our rights is because you are using a name that doesn't belong to you, hence the misnomer. You follow? So putting that in perspective, it's imperative that you change the name. Because that's who they're trying to jail, y'all. The name that's on the BC. All right, let me go a step further, and I'm going to wrap up. Because this is it for... So I'll try to post stuff online and stuff like that. But this is what happened. I told y'all stories before. Not my own stories, obviously, because I didn't do that shit. I told y'all where to go on IG. I told you the brother to go look for, and he was one that identified as a Moore, and he told his story. Went into court, changed his name. They took an old case that was closed, reopened it under the new name, and slapped him in summons or whatever, and brought him into court, right? So even he was ushering you guys to be very careful, thinking that you're actually creating a level of separation. What you're doing is you are attaching. And when you attach, they have a responsibility, just like if you read the SF-181 form, which all of you all are going apeshit about and filling out, right? Further cementing the fucking misnomer, but what do I know? But that form says, if you read the instructions, and this is off the top of my head, that form says that, I'm paraphrasing, it says that you have a responsibility to share the information on that form, and it's completely voluntary, right? That means you can decide if you want to disclose whatever information you want to tell them, that you're Indian, you're white, you're this and the fifth, you can do that. But what they said is you also have the right not to do it. And if you choose to exercise the right of not to do it, then they have a responsibility to gather that information through agency relations, meaning one agency talking to another agency, right? So on and so forth. Now, I gave you that as an example to say if they'll do that, about information that's voluntary that you can pick and choose to do and fill out, what will they do when they have you pay them $450 to come in and do a name change? And then when you leave, all of a sudden you're cut off from the old name and everything else that's associated, social and everything else. These things do not make fucking sense. Someday I'll show you, black and white. But if you're just sounding these things out, it shouldn't make sense. That shit does not fucking compute. So what do? They take your name, which is the one that's on the birth certificate. It's always going to be the fucking primary, the principal. That name supersedes all the other shit that you want to go in there and tell them you want to call yourself. So if you want to look at it as the daddy, right, the originator, the head, that's it right there. Every fucking thing else falls under it, and that's how they do it. So when you're going into court and you are aware that even though you're taking on an appellation and adding on titles and all these different things, all the court sees is that now you have another name that you are also known by. And they literally, when they drag you into court, because I love that a lot of us aren't getting into these situations. And again, we're not talking about a one-off. All right. We repeat these things 100% all the time, 100% true, right? So no matter who you are, where you are, if this is what it is according to law, then that's what it's going to be anywhere you are. But again, you get in there one time, maybe twice, I don't know. Different situation, different court, I don't know. Timing is of the essence, I don't know. But you are not aware that they just got the AKA there. Do not take my word for it. What I'm going to show everyone on Sunday is going to hopefully cause them to literally question every fucking body that they sit down and listen to. And what they're going to want to justify and find out is what's your source. Where are you getting this fucking information from? Because I love when people give us their fucking opinion. I love when people speculate. I love it. Because I got to shut the fuck up. Right? I do. I got that shit for you. So, you know, I'm trying not to make this an offensive thing by talking about, you know, name change and looking at how other people perceive it. Look, y'all, everybody's just exercising their mind. And we all have a right, a freedom, if we will, to be able to do that, right? And I'm just exercising mine. Now, what's helpful is when we can take a look at what it is that we are faced with out there. And the best way to do that is to look at what people are teaching. So, you know, the individuals that I've posted so far, they're not the only ones. And I'm just asking the questions. I'm not even commenting on, you know, what they're saying per se. I do that on the show, per, you know, right now. But I'm just asking the questions. How do you fucking know that you can control whether or not so-and-so is aware that you just changed your name? My nigga. The first people they told when you filled out the fucking, matter of fact, you did it. You told on your fucking self. Florida, for example, you got to go through the police. You got to go through the motherfucking FBI. You told on yourself. How the fuck are they not aware that you're doing a fucking name change? Are you kidding me? Like, get the fuck out of here. Make that shit make sense. Right? So at the end of the day, all they did, and this is a sad part for me, everything they did, every fucking DBA, every copyright, every motherfucking whatever, trust, POA, motherfucking power of attorney, that's what I just said, right? My bad. Promissory notes, contracts and agreements, deeds, wills. If those documents were prepared when you change your name. And I don't get it. People have been going by their name for how long, and then they go into court. But to each his own. But you go in there, and they change that shit. I just feel bad for you. Because all of that shit that you were doing while managing your affairs privately have now been... Would y'all call it registered? I feel bad for y'all. On that note, I'm done, yo. Tonight, I just wanted to be brief. I'm not trying to spoil it before Sunday, obviously. Hopefully, people come out. And if y'all do, what I want y'all to do is please take good fucking notes. Please go do your own fucking research. And please don't go running to the next Joe Schmo and this one and that one. We have nothing to fucking prove, right? I just need you all to be centered. Absorb the information, apply the fucking information, and then you can show people by the way you walk, right? And like I said, I don't ask anybody to do shit that, one, I haven't done, and then, two, I don't put it, I don't like putting our stuff out there in the public. That's just me. Because I think the first post I posted with these reels is Stop the Biting. It's a big thing, right? And everybody's the first, everybody's the originator, everybody's the one that created some shit. And they're far fucking from it. So you want to learn about this name change? Come and find out. You want to learn how people were doing it wrong and why they couldn't stand? Come and find out. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I wish you all your best on your journey, because it is your journey. And you have a responsibility, regardless of whatever the fuck I'm saying, to do your own due diligence. I could be sitting here lying to you. I'm not, but I could be. And as a matter of fact, you wouldn't even know if I am, unless you go fucking say. Can't come regurgitate somebody's fucking opinion to me. I don't give a fuck. All right? So on that note, I'm a holler. Peace.